Bezim and Aleph Toshma. The Gemara is discussing, can the Rav say to the Eved, Aseimi, you have to work, but Ve'eni Zoncha, I'm not going to give you support. So Toshma. So we have a brayso which says, Eved Shegola L'ori Miklot, Ein Rav Chayiv L'Zonoi. So he goes to Zori Miklut. So the Odin does not need to give the Eved support, and he still gets the Maisa Yadayim. So okay. If he has the right to the Maisa Yadayim, even though he's not supporting him, so that he's able to do that. The Mor says, no, he's saying, keep your work, support yourself. So the Mor says, what do you mean? So the Mor answers, Lahadafa. Any Maisa Yadayim which he does more than he needs for his support still belongs to the master. So he said, you work, support yourself. I'm not going to give you any food, and you'll work enough to support yourself. So he belongs to the Odin still. So the Odin, the more suggesting, has a chiyuv to support him, and the Odin is basically saying, my chiyuv to support your work, which belongs to me, will be used for that purpose. But anything more than that belongs to the Odin. Mor says, Hadaf, Abshita. So Mor says, so what's the chiddush that the Hadaf? Of course, the whole issue would be that he has a right to work enough to support himself. But anything above and beyond that, he belongs to the Odin, so it belongs to the Odin. So Mor says, no. I could have argued that the Hadafah does not go to the Odin. How is that? Kiman the Chiles lay when the Lo Yoiv lay when the Eved does not have work to do or income coming in, we're saying the master is not supporting him, the master is not giving him anything. So when the Eved does make some extra money, we shouldn't take that away from him. He should have it as his nest egg to cover the days that he's not going to get enough work. Kamash Malon, that the master has a right to it, and what will happen those other days, he'll have to go and ask for charity. But he can't, he has no right to refuse the gift to the master, what belongs to him, because he's concerned about the future. Mor says, "Umayshtol ori miklat." So, what's the chiddush of the brayso? Why is the brayso discuss this in the context of going to ori miklat? I mean, where you're learning the conversation? This is even if he's not, he's right here. He didn't go to ori miklat. So, Mor says, "There's a chiddush." So, I could have thought to say that there's. The pasuk says by Ori Miklat he should go to Ori Miklat v'chai, and thereby be given an opportunity to live in the parasha. So we should darshan ovid le chiyus etvei. There's more of a chiyuv to make sure that he has his need to live on when he's in the Ori Miklat. So it would be more comment upon the Odin to make sure that the Eved has what to live on when he's in the situation of Ori Miklat. And the Brayso is saying that even so, the Rav can tell him, say me ben izoncho. The Tosfos has learned that the Mor is saying that this only makes sense if you hold Yechel Rav Lerman Levit Semi Beni Zoncha. So V'chai would tell me that even though normally the Rav can tell him Semi Beni Zoncha, I have no responsibility to make sure that you have what to live on. Maybe by Armiklid I do. Kamash from the Braisa, even in that situation, the Odin does not have that Chiyuv. But and if you learn that the Rav can not tell the Eved, say maybe any Zoncha, and the Braisa is only discussing Hadafa, V'chai, Tosfos learns the more is asking that the Mechai would not be Mechayiv the Odin to give the Eved the Hadafa. So that's why the more is continuous and says, so you're telling me that the Pshat and the Braisa has to be that the Rav can tell the Eved a Seimi Veni Zoncha. Well, I mean, Tony Seifa, but that doesn't fit with the next step. Alisha Shagos the Ori Miklut Baal Chai Bimazon Hasel. The Braisa says that the Isha, the husband is still mechayiv to support her, even though she's not with him. Maklal the loy amr law. The Amr Law Bala Amai Chayiv. So let the husband tell the wife that Simai Siyadayach Lebzana Sayach. Because if the husband said it, why shouldn't it work? I mean, Seva Deli Amr Law, Resha Nami Deli Amr Lay. So that means that's the case of the Resha, that. The master had not said, "See, Maisa Yodecha." One second. We're trying to prove he didn't say and if the Sefer is the Omer law,
he could have said it but he didn't say it,
so he didn't say it, and therefore what? So the case wasn't see my Sidech L'Zonah means he didn't say it, and still the Braisa is saying En Chayv Zonoseh, so means you see Yochel Rav Lerman Le'Eved the same Ibn Izoncho. Okay, so then it's not like Tosis. Okay. Yeah, it's not like Tosfos. I'm not sure how Tosfos learns the step of the next step of the Gemara. The Pasha of the Gemara. I'm sorry, I thought it goes like Tosfos. It doesn't work like Tosfos. It's the other way around. The Gemara is coming out that really, that the Gemara, the step before is coming out that the Odin cannot tell the Eved a semi beni zoncha. And we have an explanation we're discussing where he said, "See, my siyadach l'mazon asecho." Good. And the Kiddush is in a din and hadafa and ori miklat, etc. Fine. The Mor says it can't be. So you're saying that the Braisa told me a case where the Odin told the Eved, you know what? You keep your siyadayim and you support yourself. That's the case of the Braisa. But if the Odin would not say that, the Odin has no right to get the siyadayim. In other words, the Odin sells the chiyuv to support him. He can't say asemi ben izoncha. So we're learning the Braisa talking about that which the Braisa is saying that the Odin could not support him is because he said keep your maaseh yadayim and that's how you support yourself. The Braisa said that can't be because the Braisa continues and discusses the case by Nisha. By Nisha, the Mor is going to say soon that the husband could tell her. So the case can't be that he said it by the Eved, so then he said it by the Isha. So he said it by the Isha, why does Alton have to support? So the case has to be that he didn't say about the Isha, means he didn't say about the Eved, and still we're saying the Odin doesn't have to support. So you see, even without telling him, keep his Maisi Yadayim, the Odin can say, say me veni zoncha. So you're trying to say that you, that the Odin cannot say that, you see from the Sefer, that he could say that. The case wasn't that he told her, you keep your maisi zayim and support yourself. The yomer lo, bala mai chayiv. Because if he would say that, why does the husband have to support her? I mean, to say the yomer lo, reish lamed the yomer lo, lay, is the reish, he didn't say it. And still the b'risa says, by the eved, he doesn't have to support him. So you see, not like you're, like you see, like we were suggesting before, from the b'risa, that the Odin can tell the eved to say me veni zoncha. Not like you were trying to be doicha that's not pshat in the b'risa. No, that is pshat in the b'risa. The Mor says, lalem damer le. No, my pshat. What we were suggesting before is correct. That you cannot prove from this b'risa that the Odin has a right to make the Eved work without supporting him. The b'risa says he doesn't have the support. So my case, we told him, keep your own ma'aseh yadayim. So then, what's the case about Isha? They told him to keep your own ma'aseh yadayim, but still he has to support her. Why is that? V'isha b'eloi safka. The case of her was that he told her that she's still unable. She wasn't able to produce enough. So that we're saying that by the Isha he's mechuyev to come up with a difference, and by the Eved he's not. The Odin's chiyev is not going to be mechayev him to give him a zonus more than the value of the work that the Eved is doing. So if the Eved doing his own work can't support himself, the Eved will have to ask for charity, but the Odin has no chiyev to give a difference. Mor says, can't be that pshat, that's pshat, because that's the next case. The ratio was he didn't say it. So, because that's the next case. So the Mor says, no, the ratio was that he also said it. And how you read the price like this, that the husband, even if the husband told the wife, if she doesn't support herself, that's not enough to support herself, he has to give her mezonos. Whereas by Eved, he doesn't have to. But the Brisa continues and says, we must pack us, but if it's sufficient, where it says, if it's a pekas, if it's sufficient, my remember what's the Kiddush of the last case. Mor says, no, Maratema, forcing, he has no right to make her go out to work, which is what he's just doing, because it's the proper way to have derech eretz for Bas Melech is the Panima, she doesn't have to go out. So therefore, I would think he has no right to tell her to see Zachal on Zayach, Kamash on the price that he does. Okay. Zog Rashi. We're holding Rashi in the third line. Le'evid Kanani. So Tom, I have a Kanani over here in this whole sugya. So the Mor says, you see with the Mishnah, that he can say, "Asay me malacha." Beni zoncha. Listen, you have to work because you're my Eved, but I don't have a chiyuv mezonos to you. What's going to be? Beni zoncha. Ela chazar al psachim. So ask for charity. So the Mor said, the case of the Eved was, the case of the Isha was loisafka lozen, but maisiyad deha. Tzarech lohoytzim mishaloi. So the Gemara is doicha the raya from the Mishnah and says that the case of Mishnah was, he told him, see maisiyad deha lozen asecha. The Gemara says the case of the Isha, Mishnah contrasts Eved and Isha. He told the Isha the same thing. So then why does the Mishnah say he has to support her? Because of loisafka. It wasn't enough. So Mor says, okay, so that's the case. The case of the Eved is also he didn't have enough. Evanami lo sofik. And you're saying that so why does he have to support him? Mashani Eved and Hom Kresi lo shavya Eved and Shava lechem ochloi. If he's not even worth the value of what he eats, Lamori Maimi spoy. What value does he have to his master? So whenever we're giving Makai of the Odin, to give the Eben more than the value of his work. So if the value of his work is not enough to support him, so he has to give a solution himself. He go ask for charity. But it's not the Odin's chiyuv to make the difference. What would the Mechayev to make the Odin give him support and take an actual financial loss? It's a part of the chiyuv of Ksuva is that he gives her support. So if he wants to tell her to see my Siddach of Zerasayach, that's fine. But if that's not enough, he has to make a difference. It's part of his chiyuv, but there's no chiyuv of the Odin to give him his honest anything more than the value of his work. Say the sentence again. There's no chiyuv of the Odin to give him support if it's more than the value of his work. Shkolar Mikot Shaharag Beshagig Begali. He went into Golis. So the Odin says, you're not mechiyuv to give him his honest, and but the Maaseh Yadav belong to Rabbi. So Mora says, you see that this, you can tell him, say, me beni zantcha. Mora says, no, the case was he told him, you work and support yourself. But the Maaseh says, the Maaseh Yadav go to the master. L'hadofa. She Maaseh Yadav, if the Maaseh Yadav are worth more than what he needs for his food, that difference goes to the Odin. Mora says, so what's the chiddush of that? I would think that we shouldn't take that away from the Eved. He should have it available in case one day he can't do that. Well, the Eved should hold on to it. Because maybe there'll be a day where he won't be able to get a job and to make any money. Okay. So why did discuss our Miklot? It says v'chai, menos el achas harim ho'el v'chai. There's a chiyuv to help him live there. So maybe in the Ori Mikla we have a greater chiyuv for support. Kamash one, we don't. Kud Ras Melech, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim. Kol Yisrael is referred to as b'nei Melachim. So the benos is all referred to as Bas Melech. Penima should be inside. Snua vein darka lotze selasav be'ir shenem yishom. She has to go out and seek out work. See, if she lives in her own city and she's available for work, people will know that. People know her, etc. But in a different city, she has to go around. People are not going to bring her to her house, work to do. She's going to have to go around. To Mekhaira to do that, I would think the husband can't do that. Kamashul that he could. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Lema ketanoi. So this issue, whether the Odin can tell the Eved, asay mi veri zoncho, is mecho ketanoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, yochel ho Eved lormer l'rabbi. The Eved can tell the master b'shevet service in a time of famine. Oy parneseni hotzei to the cheres. Either free me, and so I can go out and find my own way and find the solution for the food, or make sure I get enough. V'chomer m'harishus b'yad rabbi. So it's still up to the master what to do, which means the Eved, Shmuel Gamliel says the Eved can force the master's hands. The Chachamim said that the Eved cannot force the master's hands. Moses says, my love, isn't it so? They're arguing with the Marsaber Yochel, Marsaber Ena Yochel. So the Chachamim say that the Eved, the Odin can tell the Eved to say, me ben izoncho. So, he has a right to make the Eved work without giving him support. Hashem Mil says he has to give him support or let him go, but he can't have him work for him and then not support him. So there are mamash arguing in this machlokes. The Mor says, "Vetispera, is that logical? You that so means we're discussing the Odin says to the Yevon, 'Asay mi beni zoncha.' So Chama say, 'Brishus b'yodai.' And Shem Lil says, 'No, that the Yevon can demand from the Odin either support me or I get to keep my Masiyah Dayim. That should be the second half. I can't tell you, 'Asay mi beni zoncha,' that worked for me and I won't support you. In that situation, you have the right to keep your own work. I didn't say you have a right to get freed. But Tisra, hi, oi parnaseni, oi hoitzen lecheris, why is it either support me or I go free? Oi parnaseni, oi tenli maisi yodai, bernos asai. The two possibilities, either give me support and you'll get my work, or let me work myself and support myself, me boiler. That's what it should have said. So, according to if that's the discussion over here, that should have been Rav Shlomo Mill's rejoinder. The Chumash say the Odin has a right to make the Eved work and not support him. Rav Shlomo Mill says, no, he doesn't. The Eved has a right to demand either give me support and get me my Siddayim, or let me keep my Siddayim and I'll support myself. But he doesn't have a right to demand freedom. And if that's the argument, nothing to do with Mishnei Betzuris. On the Mor says it's not the argument, it's also something else totally. The case was that the Odin told him, which everybody agrees he could do, listen, I'm not going to support you, support yourself, you keep your own, do your own work, support yourself. The problem is the Mishnei Betzuris, during a time of famine, the price of food goes up, and the opportunities for work go down, so he can't get enough work to support himself. So Shem Lil says that, so that what's the Eved have to do? The Eved has to beg. Right now they see me as an Eved. They're not going to have the same type of feelings towards me. If I'm a freed, if you free me, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So a full-fledged Jew, people will be concerned about. So he has a right to ask, he says, you're not supporting me. You told me I should support myself. It's not enough. So either you're going to support me or free me, and this way people will at least give me charity. That he's making an assumption which is not true. There'll be people out there who will give him, so there's no reason for the Odin to free him, because the Eved will find a way, the people will give him the tzedakah even though he's only an Eved. Mr. Raja, quickly. Of a tispera, is what you're saying logical? Midarmalei asay mi kamari, that the case of the Bryce was like what you're suggesting. They said asay mi beni zoncha. So, what's the freedom issue? Vay mashlam b'shei besoris. I feel a b'shei soivanam. Even in the times where it's not of a famine. Ki midarmalei asay mi harei hein loy b'shei besoris. For him, it's a time of difficulty. He needs the right to say, if it's not working, let me go free. Let me work for myself. It's not enough. Because there is a kiyum tzedakah vis-a-vis an eved. He's chayav mitzvahs, just like a woman is chayav mitzvahs. So there is a kiyum to take care of him, and people will do so. Okay.